Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Adam Habib, who's advisor to the board of Amur Minerals. How are you today, Adam?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was Elon Musk is one of my heroes, and probably given the share price of Tesla, quite the hero of many other people as well. But he did note, and there was a sort of call to arms last month regarding nickel, which is obviously used in EVs, electric vehicles, for nickel producers to step up to the plate and, you know, get on producing. You have this large asset in Russia. How are you getting along with that?
Yeah, so we're making great progress with that, and obviously, part of what we're trying to achieve is to make sure that the company grows up too. So he's quite right. You know, we've got to grow up and we've got to get our act together. And, you know, that's really what we've been working on in earnest for some time now. And getting enough money and revenues to be able to deliver that asset is exactly what we've been doing. And obviously, that's the recent capital raise and investment that we've made this week.
Right. So, I mean, Elon is looking for nickel, and Kunmani is one of the biggest nickel assets in the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So it's the second largest nickel mine in Asia, and we have over 1.5 million tons of nickel in situ. And once we get into production, we should be producing, you know, some very decent numbers of nickel on a per annum basis.
Right, and the latest move into iron ore is counterintuitively a move in order to help you develop that project.
Yeah, so what it does is it makes us a grown-up company, so we have revenues and income, and then on top of that, it diversifies our base, allowing institutional investors to find us attractive and invest into. So that's the whole point.
And one of the institutions that you've been, let's say, working with or alongside in terms of the iron ore asset in Australia is Glencore. What can investors expect down the line in terms of that relationship?
Yeah, so I've been working, obviously, with Glencore for some time. I've known them for many years, and obviously part of that was driven by that relationship got us into this deal. We hope to obviously keep working with all of the majors to try and get the best solution for Kunmani and the nickel sulfide that we can produce. So whether it's Glencore or not, we think that we have a very attractive asset, and we know that a lot of the majors are going to be interested in our mine, our nickel sulfide, because it is one of the largest mines of this state, its kind.
The calculation is, the maths is that, let's say, once Roper Bar, the iron ore asset, is fully up and running, Amur would be getting roughly $100 million a year from that. How much of a contribution would that make to Kunmani in terms of the development?
Yeah, so if we were to get $100 million per annum in dividends from Roper Bar, then that's about a fifth of the total capital that we need to develop it. And if you look at it on that basis, it makes us or gives us the ability to borrow and to also raise additional equity, thereby maintaining the ownership of the Kunmani mine. So we would then end up owning a lot more of that mine when it gets into production than if we didn't have the Roper Bar revenue.
And I mean, you've been around the block in terms of the mining sector for quite a while. You've got a £20 million market cap roughly on Amur at the moment. The $100 million annually mooted to come in over the near term. How long do you think it will take for the a re-rate of Amur in terms of the flow of those revenues kicking in?
I mean, I think as soon as we start shipping ore from Nathan River Resources, Roper Bar in Australia, I think people will start realizing that this really is now a producing business. It's got ores that it's selling, and at that point, I think the re-rate should happen. So, as per the plan, we hope that happens in the next few months. The first shipments are due imminently.
Okay, and just finally, you've got Roper Barr, you've got Kuhn Mani. Is there any chance or any prospect of you trying to snap up any other assets which might help the Amor cause?
Yeah, so if we see something which is as good value or better value than Roper Barr, we'd be very keen to get involved. You know, we think we got a very, very good deal in Roper Barr, and that should add a significant amount of value to our stakeholders. And as I say, I think as soon as we see the first shipments flow, people will realise how attractive an opportunity this is.
Adam Habib, advisor to the board of Amor Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.